This crisis intervention service is a program of First Call for Help 211 and provides free crisis assessments, stabilization services, referrals, and resourcing to residents of any age who are in crisis. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 211.
It's 9 o'clock. Time for Headwaters.
I never thought that love would come around again. Rode with it once, then life stole it away. But in his eyes, there's some beckoning thing that I recognize. And all right, where it drives. Do you believe the joys of life can multiply? With him each day is the most sublime, and he's so kind when he sings me a song in the morning time. I resign to that sound of the love coming each Joe gets just one go at paradise, and when it's gone, move on and say goodnight. But that's not right. If a heart falls once, it can do it twice, and it's nice I have found when the love comes.
shed their skin. Maybe I could shed my skin as well. I'm trying to be a better man.
think about those dark days. I was doing everybody wrong. Couldn't keep my thoughts straight. Couldn't keep my trousers on. Now I pray it's not too late to take the chance before it's gone. That I don't go down the same road twice. That I won't be taking Satan's advice. I must admit I paid that price. But I'm saying goodbye to bad advice. Save your judgments for somebody who might give a damn. Go and blow your 2 cents on a horn in a traffic jam. At any rate, it's much too late to blame myself for who I am. Just hope I don't go down that snake road twice. But I won't be taking another bite. I must admit tempting. Nice. But I'm saying goodbye to bad advice. Oh, bad advice. I'm always making the same mistake. About my gone days, I was doing everybody wrong. I was taking the long way, ending up where I don't belong. Now I pray it's not too late to change the path I'm running on. Oh, I hope I don't go down that same road twice. But I won't be taking a serpent's advice.
Happy birthday to Ron Sexsmith, who you just heard there. He's born on this day in 1964. He was Songwriter of the Year at the 2005 Juno Awards, and his songs have been performed and recorded by several well-known musicians. He's like a songwriter's songwriter, kind of like the singer-songwriters know who he is, and a lot of the rest of us are maybe not that familiar with Ron Sexsmith and his material, but his stuff's been recorded by Elvis Costello, Rod Stewart, Emmylou Harris, Katie Lang, Nick Lowe, and on. Unlike the song we heard before that. So we heard Snake Road by Ron Sexsmith. Before that, Feist doing one of the more well-known Ron Sexsmith tunes, a song called Secret Heart. Before that, Del Rosco with A Few More Miles. And we began this morning's Headwaters with a new record, Rachel and Vilray. Rachel being from Lake Street Dive. It's her, this is a jazz record she put out called West of Broadway. Rachel and Vilray, we heard the song Love Comes Around. Good morning. You are tuned in to People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE, and this is Headwaters, your source for the nicest sounds from lots and lots of the towns. I'm your host, DJ Dang. Thanks a ton for listening. We receive support from Headwaters Music and Arts in downtown Bemidji, offering music lessons and art programming for all ages. More at headwatersmusicandarts.org or on Facebook and Instagram. Bemidji Community Theater has auditions for The Sword and the Stone tonight, January 8th from 5 to 7. Roles are available for ages 8 through 80 plus. Be prepared to do a 1-minute monologue and sing 16 measures a cappella. Performance dates are in April. Meredith Moon is the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot and has her own wonderful and remarkable music career going full steam ahead. She just put out a new record called From Here to the Sea, and we are going to hear the first song off that record. It's called East City Blues. This is Meredith Moon.
Cross the river, rock the old train line. I'm leaving my porch for the morning light, 'cause the lilacs smell better on the oldie side. I'm leaving these crab apples far behind. Everywhere I go, nothing to do. So now I'm just heading straight for those East City blues. East City blues. Gonna take a while just to heal these East City blues. Well, how I got back here, I don't know. But a decade's a mighty long time ago. And old James on the corner really don't know. But he's starting to wear a mask.
then you shut me out. But what I do, guess we'll never know. I thought I'd seen all your cards and I romanticize your ugly part. Yeah, wishful thinking is an art and I'm quite the pro. I've done that, that thing, here we go again. I wonder why do the red flags. It's a red bar, reverse back, huh? Not this again. Why do the red flags look like love hearts? Why does the gaslight look like a North Star? I put faith in where it don't belong. Change the words to every song that you sing.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Georgia Harmer with the song Slow Down off of her Eye of the Storm. Some of you might be familiar with her auntie Sarah Harmer, who's a fairly well-known folk singer from Canada, and Georgia Harmer is her niece. Before Georgia Harmer, we heard Ella Eyre, her song Red Flags and Love Hearts, and a new song from the founder and lead singer of Yesayer, Anand Wilder, has a new solo record out. Psychic Lessons is the name of the record. We heard the song Tech Job, and Meredith Moon began that set with East City Blues. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, and you are tuned in to People Powered Radio, KAXE KBXE. Support comes from Grandma's Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques, Bemidji. Itasca Waters continues their Practical Water Wisdom webinar series Thursday, January 8th at noon. This month, hear about traditional ecological knowledge with Shane Bowe, Water Resources Director for the Red Lake Nation DNR. Register at itascawaters.org. And Happy Dancing Turtle invites all to participate in their winter bingo scavenger hunt now through January 15th. Look for 24 items on your bingo card with a special focus on animal tracks. Find a registration link and more details at happydancingturtle.org. Got lots of cool stuff coming up for you, celebrating many musicians' birthdays. We're going to hear from The Doors, Prince, L. Michaels Affair, Mavis Staples, Sharon Jones, Shamika Copeland, and so much more. This first song, speaking of birthdays, this next song is off of Jenny Lewis's last solo record. She is a singer, rhythm guitarist, and keyboardist for the indie rock band Rilo Kiley, who I think is defunct now, but maybe touring, like just touring, doing one of their first records or something, but not actually functioning as a currently putting out music type of group. I'll have to get the full deal from Andrew DeZingle. He would know. But Jenny Lewis gained prominence in the 1980s as a child actress, appearing in films and TV commercials for Barbie and Toys R Us stores. Anyways, I'm glad she got out of that racket and got into music because her music's awesome. And it's her birthday today. Happy birthday to Jenny Lewis. And we are going to hear the song Joy Y'all.
You. Joy out. darling. What did I say?
I saw the light.
Oh, yes, you know who that is, the one and only Prince, Minneapolis's very own. Shout out to all the people of Minneapolis today. Much love. And I just found out a very dear friend of mine, Kieran, grew up in Minneapolis and lived in an apartment or a small house on Portland Avenue, and just found out via a history book he's reading about Minneapolis that Prince, at one time, his band practiced, I think it was before any of them had recorded anything. They were still just young teenagers, but the beginnings of that whole scene of Prince's band, of the time, of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, all that began in this very same basement bedroom that my friend Kieran lived in for a while. And it is indeed a small world. I Want to Be Your Lover. Today is the anniversary of Prince's first ever national television debut. And he played that song, I Want to Be Your Lover, on the show, The Midnight Special. Much love to Prince. Before that, Katie Schechter, Taming the Beast, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, off their new record. We hear the song Ooh Wee, and Jenny Lewis is also celebrating a birthday today. Joy All is the song that we heard. I'm DJ Dang. This is Headwaters, your source for the coolest sounds from lots of the towns, right here on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. And it is time now for our slice of green cheese and our daily trivia question. I have to pull the question up here. Be the first to call with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. We have another famous musician birthday. Robbie Krieger of The Doors was born on this day in 1946. What commonly used rock and roll instrument did The Doors choose not to use in the band? Here is today's question once again. If you think you know the answer, call 218-326-1234 with your guess. The question again is, Robbie Krieger of The Doors was born on this day in 1946. What commonly used rock and roll instrument did The Doors choose not to use as a band? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. And while we're waiting to hear from you, we are going to hear a song that Robbie Krieger wrote called Love Me Two Times.
Twice today, love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Do not speak. Love me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Love me all through the week. Love me two times.
We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. We have a winner. Please hold your calls.
Love me two times, I'm gone away. Oh not speak. Love me one time, baby. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two times, girl. Love me all through the week.
Don't know.
Oh, yes, I do like that tune right there. T. Hardy Morris is the name of the artist. Poets in the Mist is the name of the song. Before that, L. Michaels Affair featuring jazz legend Rashawn Roland Kirk on the horn there. Take my hand. And The Doors with Love Me Two Times, a song written by Robbie Krieger. And we do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Mike Hayes from Swaterra is going to Keg and Cork in Bemidji. And Mike correctly answered the question. Today is Robbie Krieger of The Doors' birthday. What commonly used rock and roll instrument did The Doors choose not to use as a band? And the answer is the bass guitar. They had drums, keyboard, and a six-string guitar. They did not have a bass in that band. And probably 95% of the rock and roll bands ever in the history of music probably have a bass in them. So it was a really unique sound that helped build The Doors into the type of band that they were. So congratulations to Mike. And you can listen weekdays mornings around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese, and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXE's popular green cheese trivia show. This week's host is the OG herself, Julie Crabb. This is a new song from Ada Lee